Okay, in the art scroll, it's page 100. Vihine, the bottom line. Vihine Bechlal Zeh. And the Feldheim, it is page Lamed Gimel, page 33, the third paragraph. Sorry, second paragraph. Second line. Vihine, first line, end of the line. Vihine Bechlal Zeh. So again, let's chazer over. We said that there are motivators for changing and getting on top of your life and thinking about your life. There were motivators in the last parak. Now we have detractors. We have three reasons why a person will not change his life. And we said the three are, I'm too busy to change. Number two is, I'm too distracted. When I hear serious things, which we're going to talk about, I distract myself, not to process. And the third thing is friends. I might know what I got to do, but peer pressure. And we spoke yesterday about the importance of Torah Bechlal, that Torah is a reason why we forget about the first one is I'm too busy making money, I'm too busy doing other things that I don't have time to think about my life. And the Ramchal says, "Hinei bechlal zeh gam ken kfiyasa itim al cheshbon amaisa v'tikunai k'moshe kasafti l'mayla." Like we said, that at least Baruch Hashem in this yeshiva, we learn two daf a day. One daf is the daf of yourself, as we're doing right now. And the other daf is the daf of Torah. And that's what the Ramchal is really saying. That of course I need to learn Torah, but I also need, of course, he says, is Bechal Zeh, that I need to think about my life. So I have over here four things. Either I'm learning Torah, either I'm thinking about my life, either I'm making a parnasa, and any free time, I am recreating myself, which is Malashan recreation. Recreation is to recreate myself. So what does that mean? That means I'm either busy with one of those four things. We're not going to go into it now. Otherwise, I'm just escaping. So either I'm learning Torah, either I'm making parnasa, either I am thinking about how to better my life, or I'm spending my free time, for example, playing basketball, doing positive things, recreating recreation. Now, this first reason why people don't do this is more general. It's in a certain way easy to fix. Because like we say, that's what 10 minutes of Misil Zisharim a day can do. All you need is 10 minutes. All you need is 20 minutes. All you need is to learn a Mishnah. All you need is to do simple things. And it changes a lot of things. That's number one. Now, the second one, Hine Hukasha Ma'id, Vuaschaik Valatzam. And this, I think, is very applicable to all of us, especially in our generation. Obviously, the Ramchal is talking about it for all the time. But I think we could relate to this. Kimisha Toiveya Bum, Hu Kimisha Toiveya Biyam Hagadol. Somebody who is drowning in the world of Leitzanus, which means I'm not processing. I'm not processing. I don't process. I have a lot of information, but I'm not able to process. Which is really Amalek, as he's going to say. We know that Amalek is Leitzanus. Amalek is Leitzanus. Amalek separates the head from the body. Because I know in my brain, but I need to transfer what's in my brain into my heart. That's where process, that's where Bina takes effect. Where I process all the information that I know. Ki hinei aschoiku me'abedes leiva adam, as he says. Leitzanus and making light of things. Shekvar ina tama adeh moishalos boy. What happens is, I don't have the das. Ariu kishikor, I become like a drunk person. Oishoita, or a fool. Asher I efshar laseis lem arma. Right, you ever speak to that guy who's drunk and try and talk sense to him. Right, you're trying to say, you're talking to someone who's not with the program. Ki ena mekablam hanhaga. It doesn't matter what you say. It brings a person to inappropriate things. Ki afa pisha chamura hiya erva, side tangent, the Ramchal says. Everybody knows relationships, right, that are not the proper time. Everybody knows that. He now schoik v'kalas reish. That's why it always starts with having a beer, getting drunk. Why? Why does that make those negative connections? Because that way you don't have the das. Why? Listen to this. What is zihiras? It means I'm paying attention. It means I'm processing. It means I know what I need to do, but I'm not taking it to heart, and I'm not chazering over, as we're doing right now. 10 minutes, we're 5 minutes in, we're 6 minutes in, and you already can process and feel more of a connection to reality. That's all it takes. All it takes is to chaz over and pay attention to what you need. What happens is, I'm not going to properly have yira. I'm not going to properly think about my life. Listen to what he says. Why is that difficult? Just like a shield. What does a shield do? There are arrows coming at you, but the shield blocks reality. And I'll give you all an example. It's not really the format now, because it's a quick shear, it's 10 minutes. We'll do it in Mitzvah Shema afterwards. I'll show you that when you see the news and you hear news, we said this last night, and you hear something that's negative, and in the same moment you hear something else, and you don't have time to process what you heard, what you saw, so then it makes you insensitive to whatever you're hearing. So it blocks the reality. When Hashem is sending messages to us, and we're not able to process, it's not the message that's the problem. The problem is there's a blockage. There could be something that will wake you up, but because of the leitzanus, you don't wake up. It's not because it's not heavy, and not because I have a cold heart. As we know, a person could sit in a shir for 10 minutes. A person could sit in shir for something and it gets to you and it hits you. And then what happens? Oh, I heard the schmooze. Great. I want to do something. And then what happens? Bring, bring. Bling, bling, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, I'm already on to the next thing. Hello, the next chat, the next thing. So it's not the pshat that it wasn't a great schmooze. It's not the pshat that I didn't want to process. But what happens is, what the late son is does is it pulls me away from that reality. This is not a new thing. This is already back from the prophet Isaiah. And he used to scream like a crane. So someone who does a chait and he wants to do tshuva and I want to return and I want to be better, I want to process it, I want to think about it. But then if I'm distracted by everything, I never have a chance to really go in. It makes it more difficult for the person. Like the Pasuk says, Nachoinu laleitzim shvatim. Why? Listen to this. Kizehu davar, and we'll wrap up with this. We're 9 minutes and 20 seconds. Kizehu davar shadid noisi noisi. Misha mit pa'elman and espanis ben alimudim. Somebody who gets inspired from lessons of life. He doesn't need the pain. You heard a great shir. You learned a good piece of musar. You don't need it to go further than that. Why? Because it's in my heart. But the more a person doesn't process, The only way for them to wake up, right? It's like an alarm clock. And then you need someone to scream again. And then you need someone to go ahead and shake you, or slap you in the face, or pour water over you, because you won't wake up. Okay, we're already 10 minutes, 15 seconds. You know what? We're going to stop over here just for the proof that in 10 minutes and 25 seconds, you could change your life. 10 minutes and 25 seconds. And then I'm going to show everybody Leitzanus in 1 second. Okay, thank you. 10 minutes a day keeps the Yetzirah away.